This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The clash of civilization. The globalists planned on destabilizing the Middle East and Islamic countries, putting radicals in charge, then imploding Western borders, using the radical Islamic threat to take liberties here, and then playing us off against each other, to then bring in a world superstate that bans religion, except for the one world religion, in answer to the mega war. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and the Pentagon and all the military people I know and the people I talk to who've been at the highest levels and are at the highest levels of all this, everybody gets the picture now. It's very clear. They know the stakes, and they know it's bad for everybody except the sicko globalists that want total control. And so Zach is always amazing. I hope we'll come back on tomorrow and maybe Sunday, so I'll be live on air during the Super Bowl covering this. Obviously a prime target. They already hit Vegas. We know that was some of the same stay-behind network. You say you've got the intel. You've only proven accurate, which makes this horrifying. But it sounds like you're saying hopefully it's getting rolled up. We'll see what happens here. But you were getting into the missile test. I've talked to folks that have worked in that. They say there's five fail-safes before that happens. And that there's really no way that that could even go on. Obviously, someone fell on their sword and got reassigned. What's the intel you've got, Zach?
Yeah, you know, when that was coming out, it was kind of confusing for people. It's sort of, bizarre, the sort of explanations that you hear and things like this. It's just not a reality that there could just be operator error. It was not operator error. That was a neutralized real-world situation in a desperation operation to trigger Trump into an attack on North Korea, via Pearl Harbor or any of these other Gulf of Tonkin sort of incidents. This is nothing new in our deep state country's history. So it's very dangerous, and it's kind of obviously classified what really went on. But all you need to do is look at the reaction of the actual White House. Trump made it very clear in the State of the Union that we are not going to televise, and we're not going to put out what our tactics are and what our plans are against enemy combatants and terrorists and threats around the world. So, they could go along. This is just operator error. This was a deep state desperation operation to trigger war and to distract from everything that's unfolding now. Unfortunately, we of course, were days ahead of them, even weeks ahead of them. This wasn't something new. We heard all the chatter. We heard everything, and it was actually neutralized. There was an actual threat. If you look at the time span between the alert going out and it actually – the next alert coming in to say, hey, sorry, just a mistake, no big deal. This is probably, 20 to 30 minutes longer than what it would actually take for the missile to actually come here if there was a missile.
Sure, of course. Well, I've traveled to Kauai to that main defensive missile base there, further, most westerly part of the United States. And, North Korea has been firing missiles. From your information, was it North Korea? Did somebody else fire a missile to try to confuse things, to trick Trump into giving the order to preemptively attack North Korea? Then they'd say, sir, that never really happened, and then remove him? Because I saw them beta test and sell that idea.
Yeah, this was so the official information, and it'll come out, but this was supposedly shot underwater. This was from a submarine. This was a real threat.
It was a Polaris-style missile?
Yes, and it was credible, but it was neutralized. So, individuals in the systems did, sort of freak out, and there was some operator error at a certain level, but not to the capacity that nothing happened. There was a credible threat in underwater that was going to, breach and obviously hit the islands there that was neutralized almost immediately after it took off.
And you're saying it wasn't with North Korea, some rogue group trying to false flag us into confrontation with North Korea?
100%. And off of North Korean waters. It wasn't even close to here, but it was off North Korean waters. And that's going to come out, and everybody knows it. But again, I respect Trump. I see what he's doing. He doesn't want to put everything out there.
Well, is that why we've seen all these missile trails and huge explosions in the Northern Pacific and other areas? I mean, because it looks like a bunch of craziness is going on. They're shooting all sorts of stuff down.
He's not giving them the glory and not giving them the credit that there's credible threats. He's neutralizing them and not giving them
Hold on, we got to finish up, then Anthony Cumia is taking. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Anthony Cumia of the Amazing Compound Media is coming up just like 7-8 minutes from now. We'll be talking to him. I always enjoy, after I get off air, eating my lunch when he hosts so I can listen to all the great points he makes. Formerly top show on XM, former top syndication around the country, but he's a libertarian, and so they kicked him off both. And left the liberals still on air, but now he's got his own great syndicated system at compoundmedia.com. We're going to him in a moment. Zach, I've studied the missile base. I know that they even caught leftists and Al-Qaeda and ISIS operatives in it. That's why I actually went to Hawaii. Doubled as a kind of a rescation, but I did talk to some folks there, obviously. People noticed the week I was there, they arrested somebody at the base. And I went out and shot some video and talked about how critical it was, because I knew coming up with North Korea, deep staters, people would be targeting that base. Spies who transferred nukes to North Korea discovered. There is the video, one of the videos that I break down from Hawaii and from the missile base. But absolutely, there's no way, except the telemetry, it's been checked by humans, they didn't go through the switching process, and that alert wouldn't go out, as you said, oh, it was a false alert for 38 minutes. It only takes about, from that area of the Pacific, what, 14 minutes with the average booster, with those Russian boosters they've got from Ukraine, you know, to get up in the atmosphere, then come back in. So clearly something went on. Clearly something got shot down. Now you've got huge missiles getting shot down over Russia. You've got, it looks like a nuke probably went off a few weeks ago, and that got shut down. Just incredible, shaking the ground. You've got other missiles getting shot down. You've had the famous Chinese launch, you know, years ago off the Pacific to threaten everybody with a Polaris-style sea-launched missile. So all your intel adds into that. You're saying that's what you got from sources. That is just beyond sensational. That's horrifying, but that fits that a false alarm like that's basically impossible. The story we heard, somebody hit a wrong button, we know is impossible. So you're saying what really happened is Trump has been shooting down missiles, but then figuring out it wasn't North Korea and standing down, foiling their plan.
Yeah, absolutely. He understands that these are, you know, that it's a deep state operation and sort of communist ran, which is also part of a deep state operation, our China sort of, I don't know, our communication, our relationship. And same thing with this train attack that occurred. You notice he, in the speech he just gave there at Greenbrier, you know, he sort of alludes to it as, oh, you know, hope everybody's okay in the train attack. He doesn't come out and say what we already know. That's, I mean, that train was, you know, being followed by choppers, drones. There should have been nobody around. They know exactly what's going on. They have video footage, but he's not going to come out and say, he's not even giving them the floor. He's just neutralizing them. They're going through all
this. And by the way, here's how we know all this. I'll go back to you, Zach. They pre-program anything they do. So I remember the last couple months, if he orders the illegal strike, we'll take him out. If he does this and that, we'll take him out. We'll remove. We're ready, and all these Clinton holdovers saying this out of the blue and saying, oh, there's racism at the Air Force Academy, and that's a false flag, and it's all Trump's fault. You could see them beta testing and pre-planning this so they could do it. This is amazing. Keep going.
Yes, and they underestimated, obviously, the election, and those numbers were even wrong. They say he was elected not by the popular vote, but, you know, through the Electoral College. Yeah, that's correct. He was, you know, elected through the Electoral College, but those numbers are way wrong. And Trump alluded to it in the very first words in his speech there, saying, now we know, as of a couple minutes ago, what the real numbers were. It's all coming out. DHS ran a major operations during the election. They're uncovering it all. And I just got to say this, and it's important, because Trump has the pulse, and he has the backing of patriots in our government. So when it comes to this QAnon phenomenon, I just need to be very clear. I am not QAnon. You know, I'm not typing on Chan boards. Make no mistake, I'm chiming in boardrooms, but I'm not QAnon. I respect what they're doing. I know they're doing great work. I'm just, you know, there's people who are patriots in this country, and we don't need to pick sides or, you know, root for one over the other as gospel. We need to come
together. No, I totally agree. I was just simply saying, people can speculate all day about QAnon. I know who you are. You've given us great info, and the fruit of the tree is, you know, really, really what proves things.
I just want us to all come together. I think we'd be more effective if we came together. And I mean, you've been great, but just as a listening base, as a country, like, look, they're doing great things. I'm doing great things. Hundreds of us are doing great things. Thousands of us are doing great things. Let's all, you know, come together and work. You know, they're doing great work, and I'm doing what I'm doing. And I acknowledge and tip my hat to them. Not involved with it, but I acknowledge them and I see them. So they're doing great work, and I appreciate it. But with that being said, look, there's also other individuals that are going to be coming into the zeitgeist this month. The first day of Black History Month. What a way to kick off Black History Month. Lowest black unemployment. You know, that's a side issue. We could go in there, but I know your time's limited. Julian Assange is very active right now in ways that I can't quite get into. But make no mistake, he is a patriot, and the communication at the highest levels of our government is pretty transparent. So, you know, they just got to get ready for the next couple months here. What's going to come out in the next couple months is pretty important. Actually, in the next week with this memo being released is very important, but we can't lose sight of certain threats with, you know, right in front of our
eyes. Well, that's my next issue. I was told, hey, this memo that's been declassified, the blacked out areas are who ordered it, proving perjury. The media spotted that I was saying it was the whole memo. I was saying it's a blueprint with this memo of all their perjury, of the nest, of the orders, of plans for violence against the president. And now the FBI leadership is still flipping out saying don't release it. What is your info on what is in the memo?
Well, first of all, it's a memo. Okay, it's going to be pretty damning, because what it's going to release is sort of, it's going to break through this sort of brick wall of course the government would never do this. Of course this couldn't occur. Of course certain individuals wouldn't be involved in this sort of thing. Well, actually, yes, they are. But in my opinion, it's fairly mild. It's important for what it sort of alludes to. And it's important for, you know, obviously.
Sure. They're just getting us ready for all of it to come out as if these groups don't capitulate. It's the blueprint of the Clinton insiders.
This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. The memo is important. I mean, put it that way. It's important just to kind of say, hey, look, this is what we're dealing with. You thought you were dealing with something that was infallible. You're wrong. This is what's really going on. Let's get off the Russian collusion. Let's get off all of this. Let's actually see what the DOJ is doing. And we open the call talking about Operation Castaway. You think the DOJ and the FBI is infallible? We're arming our enemies. We're laundering money for drug cartels.
And notice how it did come out that Obama killed investigations into Hezbollah running guns and drugs in the U.S. to fund operations in the Middle East.
Operation Castaway is Obama and Holder solely. So this falls out kind of outside of Fast and Furious. And this is incredible. This is unbelievable info, and nothing has happened. So we're seeing Sessions sort of, he knows this information. He understands what's going on. We'll give him a little bit more time, but it's no coincidence.
Well, the biggest thing you're doing is raising the alarm that you've got the intel and the chatter. You're saying directly that they're picking up the fact that a large group of Somalis is planning multiple attacks on the Super Bowl.
Multiple attacks that will eventually lead to a fairly big event that we're hoping to neutralize, obviously, with this sort of information. And like the missile test, like the train attack, like other things that were either stopped completely or, you know, right when they began. Yeah, absolutely. So I have faith in what's going on. I have faith in individuals being able to stop it. But this information was critical. And, of course, you'll start to see stuff break about this. But FBI, by their own admission, this is textbook false flag, running operations via 9/11, same time, same place. And they got their cutouts and individuals who are brainwashed in a trance. And they are literally running for their lives, the FBI. That's the problem. We've never had a precedent in this country like we do now, with the White House physically fighting the FBI in the sort of Zen, don't bring it up, we're bigger than that. Message coming out the White House is incredible, because the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, if the people truly know it, would just be unbelievable.
Sure, there's a civil war going on, and I wouldn't say the whole FBI. I don't just do that to grovel. Most FBI agents are low level doing stuff, but I mean, what would you say? Like the top 10% of the FBI is a bunch of Clinton operatives?
Probably 5%. 5% of the real power brokers, everyday field agents are pretty good guys. Of course,
sure. So I'm saying it's the top. People. It's the top. I mean, yeah. All right. Well, listen. Please come back on tomorrow. And come on Sunday, Zach, as this develops, because you're an amazing source, and we really appreciate you. So please talk to the crew and come on tomorrow, okay?
It'd be an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't plug last hour. I haven't plugged this hour. We're not going to be able to fund this operation if you don't buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're products you need. They're great products. We have the new shirt of the month. Get 20% off if you sign up for the shirt of the month. Cancel anytime. It's got Trump 2020. It's a beautiful new shirt, and it's limited edition for only 1 month. We've also got CellForce at 50% off. That's DNA Force Plus when it comes back out. That's what we're going to name it, because it's even stronger with more of the product in it for less. So we're really excited to pass on those savings. And we've got the Pollen Block. We've got the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula for 50% off. Those specials have got to end soon. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
There we go. How you doing? Welcome, welcome, everybody. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com. Wow, I got to tell you something. I get the opportunity to sit here before I come on and watch and listen to Alex do his last couple of breaks of his show. And I realize I am guilty of what a majority of the country is guilty of, and I shouldn't be, because I do have my eyes open, and I listen to people like Alex Jones and that amazing informant he just had on. What's his name? Zach, I think. Anonymous informant. But I'm listening to this, and I am guilty of complacency, of watching what mainstream media puts out there, and I know it's bull. I know it's crap, but I still listen and think, well, this is what happened. This is being presented to me by what we traditionally called the news, and well, that must be what happens. And then I lower my head down to the grass and I start grazing again, like the sheep that I am. And then I sit here and I watch Alex talking to his guests, and it spins my head around. It just spins my head around. And after everything we've seen in the past couple of years since the we've been introduced to President Donald Trump, you realize you cannot take anything for granted. You can't watch the news and think that whatever they're presenting to you is the fact of the matter, and that's the way it happened. You just can't do it. And the proof is in the fact that as that onion gets peeled apart on a daily basis and we start seeing what these people are doing to this country, the machinery behind the scenes that we never got a glimpse at, that is now being exposed, you start realizing that things aren't as they seem. And when I was just watching Alex before, just a few minutes ago, and him and his guest were talking about the train, the GOP train, full of the entire GOP is on that train. They're going to retreat, and they hit a garbage truck at a crossing. And then you start thinking, because I'm listening and going, yeah, the security is astounding for these people. The train, by the way, can't turn. The train can't get lost. The train can't go anywhere. It's on a track. That's what makes it a train. So they can absolutely keep that secure the entire length of the trip. It was a chartered train specifically for the GOP to attend a retreat. You can't keep a 4 foot, a 4.5 foot swath of track clear from point A to point B. That needs to be secure because half your government is in it. It just doesn't figure. I don't know what the ulterior motive would be here. I don't know what the game plan or the end game to actually having the train hit a garbage truck at a crossing would be. I don't know. But I'm very skeptical that a truck wandered onto a track that they know is going to be occupied momentarily by a train carrying half the government. And how in the hell does that happen? Like they said, drones, helicopters, ground security, all of them are deployed to protect this train. Yet they miss a garbage truck on the tracks. I don't know. Again, when I heard the story, I'm like, oh, look at that, a garbage truck on the tracks. Oh, no one's really here. Well, the driver's dead. But I'm like, oh, that's kind of odd. I believed it. I do an InfoWars show every other Thursday, and I believed it. What hope is there for the rest of the world? We can't just take this stuff at face value anymore. Can't do it. Cannot do it. The false alarm for the missile alert on Hawaii. Again, I went, look at that dummy. Some dummy hit the button. And then I'm listening, and you realize 30 minutes or 30 some odd minutes, over 30 minutes, this went on, where people absolutely thought there was a missile attack, yet it was some dummy that hit a button. And it lasted longer than it would have taken a missile to actually hit Hawaii at that distance. Why? And then you start listening to Alex and some of his guests, and you're like, wow, that it doesn't figure. It makes no sense, the story that's put out. Troubled worker. A troubled worker. It's always something. And when I watch Alex on InfoWars, you start realizing, wow, you think your eyes are open. I mean, I honestly think I am awoken. I've been awoken to a lot of the garbage that's being pumped out as information to the general public here in the United States. No, I am not awake yet. My eyes are still, I'm groggy. I was awake. I hit the snooze alarm. And we can't do that. We cannot afford to do that. We are seeing people in power, in places of great power, lying to us. And Donald Trump, being elected president, has started the process of peeling away that protective shield that they have had around them for decades, probably for the entire existence of the United States of America. The upper echelon of power in this country has lied to the people for their own devices. And again, I'm not sure what that is yet. I don't know. I hear Alex all the time and other people talk about globalists and globalism and these power brokers and whatnot. I don't know what the end game is. I still have to do a little more research on that. But whatever the end game might be, truth be told, we're not being told the truth. And it's blatantly obvious, I think, to anybody that's been watching the news for the past year and a half, 2 years, since Donald Trump said he was running for president, that is slowly being peeled away. We are opening our eyes. But like I said, even myself, I still get fooled, and we just can't afford to do that. Oh, I like that music. It's wonderful. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Introducing Pollen Block from InfoWars Life. Introductory price of $17.76. Nice. 50% off. We all hate it when pollen season starts with nature constantly attacking our sinuses. It often feels like we have no choice but to permanently live indoors. But now we've created a powerful new fast-acting seasonal distress-supporting formula, Pollen Block. Pollen Block helps you stay at the top of your game no matter what the season. It's been shown in clinical studies to begin working within 15 minutes after consumption for fast-acting support with the power of quail egg concentrate. Pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passageways and aiding respiratory function. Here are just a few ways pollen block helps you fight back against pollen. Helps support healthy sinus function. Help enhance respiratory function. Promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Promotes respiratory health and normal breathing. Supports eye comfort and sinus health. The powerful ingredients included inside the bottle of InfoWars Life Immune Wall include quail egg concentrate. Decades ago, researchers in France discovered the ability for certain quail eggs to alleviate seasonal related symptoms when eaten. Sorbitol, tooth-friendly, low-calorie sugar alcohol. These two simple ingredients are geared towards helping you beat back pollen and take control of those sinuses of yours. Don't miss out on one of the most advanced formulas yet in one easy, chewable tablet with Pollen Block from InfoWars Life today. There you go. I'm a little stuffy. I swear to God, the longer I've been doing the shows here at InfoWars, the more I'm sounding like Alex Jones. I don't know what it is. I think after a while, you just start turning into Alex Jones. It's my voice is literally turning into Alex. I love it. Welcome back. Anthony Cumia in, there he is, in at InfoWars.com. Man, I got to tell you, that State of the Union speech that Trump gave was amazing. It was amazing. And you might think, like, well, what was amazing about it? A lot of presidents give those State of the Union addresses, and they pretty much lay out what they've done and what the future may hold for the country. What's amazing about it, Anthony? It's amazing because it shut down the Democrats. It shut down the liberal media. They didn't know what to do. They are panicked. There was nothing in there that they could play sound bites of and profess racism and sexism and homophobia and transphobia, Islamophobia, all the phobias and isms that they love labeling people. They just couldn't do it. It was such an optimistic view of America. When he was running for president, he would say things like, make America great again. And oh, would they laugh at that? They laugh at it, and then they cried about it, and they call it hearkening back to a day of a racism in this country and horrid women's suffrage, like the old days of women having no rights. And absolutely, it absolutely isn't that. He spelt it out. He stood there and talked about an amazing country. The strides we've made in the past year have been astounding. The economy is booming. Unemployment is plummeting. Especially in minority communities. Yet the Democrats wouldn't even stand and applaud. When we watched Trump say that black unemployment in the United States is at an all-time low, that is historic. That is an amazing accomplishment in a year. And if you recall, again, another thing everyone laughed at. My God, did Trump get laughed at a lot. He said to the black community during his campaign, hey, look at what the Democrats and decades of their rule over your cities has done to you, to your families, to your where you live. It's a disaster. And he said, what have you got to lose? And people laughed. Look at this buffoon. What an idiot. What have you got to lose? Oh, my God, he's racist. Somehow that was racist also. I don't know how, but they dubbed it racist. Well, a year into his presidency, he announces that black unemployment is at an all time low. 10-year low? What, 20-year low? 50-year low? What? All time low. Thank you. And the Congressional Black Caucus, who profess to serve their constituency, sat there, stone-faced, looking down, with miserable, miserable looks on their faces. Why? Because what Trump just announced was, hey, there goes your power over these people. When Trump said, what have you got to lose? He was talking about those people that didn't do anything for you. They kept you in poverty. They kept your neighborhoods broken down. They kept you in crime. And they gave you no hope. The Democrats love talking about hope. Oh, my God. Every speech, hope, hope, hope. And then they do nothing. Nothing to help. Their whole mission is to keep you impoverished, to deal out dollars and trinkets and vouchers and their help. Mommy will give it to you. Daddy will dole it out to you, but just enough to keep you voting. And then Trump comes along and says, hey, there you go. All time low unemployment in black communities. It's astounding. It gives people hope. It gives people pride and dignity. And when he announced that, all the Congressional Black Caucus and a lot of Democrats heard was, your power is gone over your constituents that you have been bamboozling for decades. They looked on and said, what the hell are we going to do if everybody that we had been doling out dollars to and telling them that there's nothing they could do about it, see a light at the end of the tunnel? What are we going to do? How are we going to keep them in our pocket? How are we going to keep them voting for us if they see somebody that actually gave them a job, gave them dignity, the ability to raise their family, the ability to improve their neighborhoods, open a business, dream about what it is to live in this country? What are you going to do? Of course you're going to sit there miserable. I got to tell you, if I was running a scam on somebody for decades and somebody else came along and showed that person that I was full of crap and that there is a better way, I'd be mad too. I'd be sitting there miserable, just like they were, because they are not serving their constituents. They're serving themselves, staying in power. And the way they did that was distracting their constituents from that light, from that glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. Don't look at that. Here you go. Here you go. Look at the dollar. Don't look over there. Sleight of hand. And that continued throughout the entire State of the Union address. So many other occasions during that State of the Union address where Democrats were stone-faced and genuinely angry from what Trump was saying, because with everything he said, it chipped away at another piece of their power base and their hold over their constituents, because all they see are voters, and they need those voters to believe that they need them. Be right back. Anthony Cumia in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Boom, boom, boom. Welcome back. Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com. Talking about the State of the Union address, that was amazing. Nothing is coincidental. Nothing is left to chance during these things. Everything is very well planned out during the speech. Even the ability to predict what the Democrats are going to do and how to respond to it. We saw a great example of this. Trump talking about his immigration plans, which has just been such an important issue. And people are very vocal about it. They have a vested interest, both sides do. The left seems to want voters, and the right seems to want a secure nation with secure borders. Again, the onion skin being peeled away, we have seen the true intent of a lot of these politicians. So when Trump is talking about eliminating chain migration, and eliminating this lottery-based system where we want a merit-based system of people that are going to come to this country and contribute, not be burdensome to the people that are already here. That's what we heard from Trump. And the groans you heard, literal groans from the Democrats. And at that moment when he said that, and they groaned, and he said, I'd like to introduce you to two families who have lost children to MS-13. It was so perfectly done to show those groaning people in that chamber that their system of immigration is a failure. And it's not only costing us a lot of money, it is literally costing people here their lives. And there is no upside that can compensate for innocent people being murdered. And then you watch the usual suspects, CNN, MSNBC, any of the networks' news. And what you heard was Donald Trump hates immigrants. I have never seen the word illegal being eliminated from everything on network news when it comes to immigration. Oh, he hates immigrants. He doesn't want immigrants in this country. Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted, well, let me, I don't know if you know this, but a third of all of the Nobel Prizes for Science in the United States that were won by Americans, a third of them were won by immigrants. And I tweeted him back and I said, does that, you mean illegal immigrants? Because to say immigrants has nothing to do with this conversation. Why would you post something that has literally nothing to do with what anyone's talking about? Yes, amazing immigrants that came to this country and worked their way through the system that is in place, the laws that are in place to come here and become Americans and contribute. There is not a person in this country, a sane person in this country, that is against that. That is not the issue. That is not what is being discussed. So for him and so many other people, of like-minded people, to believe that you could post something and say, look how great immigrants are, and not include the word illegal in front of it. It's dishonest. You're trying to use sleight of hand. You're trying to make one thing another thing. Legal immigrants and illegal immigrants have nothing to do with each other. But they are constantly trying to confuse us with that terminology. They are trying to make out Donald Trump as a racist. Anybody who is against illegal immigration, anybody that is for a border wall and more secure borders is a racist and doesn't appreciate immigrants. That's what we hear. So Neil deGrasse Tyson's post meant nothing. It was completely irrelevant. Congratulations to the Nobel Prize winners in science that were immigrants to this country. Is that what he wanted with that tweet? Because that's all he gets. Nothing else makes any sense. It was there were moments like that during his State of the Union. But the biggest thing I noticed was the optimism, and not this phony optimism. He spelt out what the past year has given us. Just amazing economy, security, jobs, businesses, bringing dollars back home, repatriating money and jobs. We heard of so many companies after the tax plan was signed that gave out bonuses to their employees. People already starting to notice the consumer confidence is back. There was a general feeling that the country's getting better and that the average guy or woman out there can work, make more money, and keep it, not turn it over to the government for some program that will never benefit you or the country. So when you heard Donald Trump give this State of the Union, it was optimistic, but not that phony optimism. He spelt out actual things that are helping this country. And then we went to old drooling Joe Kennedy. The Democratic response to the State of the Union was laughable. There's old Droolin' Joe with, I don't know what it was. What is he doing? He put on chapstick with a plunger. He put it on and then went, and that was it. And you're on, Joe.
Well, let me tell you something.
And besides that horrific distraction, look at, what is it? Oh, my God, it's like my Nana. He's got my lips are dry. Where's my lip balm? Nana. He gets up there and just spells out doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. We just heard the president spell out and give you facts about how optimistic this country is now. How the future looks bright for the regular worker in this country. And then Joe gets up there. First of all, he's in a garage somewhere, making it look like he was just working on a car. Now the hood's up. We're all working here. Let me get my shirt sleeves up. And he just starts talking about how this isn't us. This isn't our country. What? Being prosperous? Actually being able to succeed by eliminating regulations? Allowing Americans to keep their hard-earned money? What isn't us? Respecting our flag and our military and our police and the laws? What, that is in America? But old Droolin' Joe was giving this speech, and as I'm watching it, I noticed what it looked like. It looked old. It looked worn out, because it was exactly what we had been hearing for 8 years under Obama. It was oddly nostalgic to hear this gloom, because that is what the Democrats need you to believe. They never want you to think that this country is doing well. They never want you to think that you have the ability to make something of yourself and raise a
that's fantastic.
And raise your family without the help of them. We will help you. You know what? Get out of our way. That's what Donald Trump was saying. We'll get out of your way. We're going to set the table for you so that you can succeed in this country. And then we're going to get the hell out of your way. And the Democrats can't have that. That's what all their power is based on, them telling you, you need us. You need us. And they keep you right at that level, right before you revolt. They keep you down. And you can tell because Michelle Obama is frightening America by saying, all we have left now is hope. All we have is hope. That hope thing again. Screw hope! Screw hope! I want optimism. I want a mechanism in place where I could use my talents and my hard work to make something of myself in this country. And that's what we have. And it's amazing. Thank you, Anthony Cumia. You can find me at compoundmedia.com. Thank you, Alex Jones, and the fine people at Infowars.com. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do?